So I'm here in the QFT with Susan Picken, who runs the place, and we're talking about a series of films that are coming up over the next few months, kind of conversations about cinema and impact and conflict. What kind of films are you planning to do and why?
Well, the original sort of inspiration for this really was that, you know, the Great War was meant to be the war that ended all wars, and very clearly it hasn't. So we started thinking about how conflict had been represented in film, you know, in the interim of the history of film. We're working in partnership with Bristol Watershed and with Chapter in Cardiff. And we're exploring different manifestations of conflict through film, how different filmmakers have approached it, how the theme has been discussed in different ways, and not just in a Northern Ireland context, but around the world. So, for instance, we're looking at films that explore the aftermath of conflicts in Syria, in Palestine, in Rwanda, in Bosnia. So we're really trying to get a global perspective and just thinking about how film has treated the theme of conflict and maybe the ideas and debates and discussions that it raises.
A couple of weeks ago, Testament of Youth kind of started. But I mean, it was a story of World War One that I hadn't heard. So I was kind of quite shocked when I kind of came out and realised that, you know, we had a lot of books in school about Anne Frank, a lot of poetry and things that was all very much about, about war and what it was like to be in it, but not actually kind of a woman's perspective and a perspective that actually she experienced stuff that turned her around and kind of from Vera Brittain seemed to be kind of missed off my education. But it's the kind of thing that cinema can actually give you, that perspective of one individual's view on something.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think the clue there is in the word impact, because, you know, rather than telling stories about wars necessarily, we're also interested in exploring how conflict has impacted on, you know, whether it's displaced people, refugees, women, those who are left behind, and actually the soldiers as well. So quite a few of the films that we're screening are about the soldier experience and how people have dealt with actually being involved in conflict as well. So we're trying to broaden it out from a purely historical perspective into something that's a little bit more, you know, about the actual people and feelings and how that has actually, you know, impacted on people's real lives.
And you have a couple of films coming up very soon on the theme.
Yeah. We're doing a sort of a semi-regular monthly slot, and we're really looking at different themes within each month. We're trying to do things a little bit differently, in that respond to themes and discussions and actually sort of nearly program as we go along, it's a kind of a work in progress, but what we think is actually really exciting, because it means that, you know, we're talking to people about this, ideas are coming up, and then we can actually think, oh great, we can show this. So it's actually really exciting, like how we're approaching it for us. So in February we're really looking at how different filmmakers have responded creatively to conflict, to the theme of conflict and the impact of conflict. And there's been a couple of really great documentaries and films over the last few years that have I think maybe made people think about how you can represent conflict in a different way. So in February, the beginning of the first week in February, we're having a screening of Duncan Campbell, who just won the Turner Prize, actually, his documentary Bernadette, about Bernadette Devlin, which is a very sort of creative interpretation of the documentary form. That's on the 2nd of February, and that'll be followed by a panel discussion. Then the next night, we have a screening of the director's cut of The Act of Killing, which was a really successful documentary from a couple of years ago. The director's cut hasn't been seen before in Northern Ireland, and that's a really unusual, creative way of looking at how guerrilla warfare and sort of nearly like the kind of mass extermination can have an impact on people, and actually how people come to terms, the perpetrators come to terms with the consequences of what they did historically. Then the night after that, we've got a screening of Restrepo, which is a great documentary, very much told literally from the perspective in conflict, followed by a discussion with someone who was involved in that conflict. Actually, he's doing that by Skype from the States. And then the last night, we have a screening of a fantastic film called Waltz with Bashir, which is a sort of an animated version of how somebody who was involved in the Israeli-Palestine conflict came to terms. You know, they had sort of invented this new kind of fantastical story around what actually happened, but then they, through therapy, and they got to the bottom of the real events, but it's done in a very creative way. And it's just trying to give people a sort of a look at things in a slightly different way and set the scene for the rest of the season as it rolls out up until July.
I mean, cinema always seemed to be about, you kind of went into the darkened room, you were taken away somewhere else, and then you kind of came out and went into your car and went home, and you maybe had a discussion with somebody about it. But nowadays, lots more kind of Q&A afterwards, discussion, broadening it out, and actually kind of adding an extra half hour on to actually think about it.
Well, no, absolutely. And it's part of an overriding strand called Conversations About Cinema, because as well as in entertainment, we want to show that cinema can actually be about ideas and getting people to think about things and maybe, you know, shared experience. Whether you're from Afghanistan or you're from Palestine or you're from Ireland, there are certain human experiences that we all share. And it's just getting people to think about that. And I think recently and over the last few years as well, the growth of social media has been really important in that, because people can actually respond to something pretty much immediately and say what they think and join in a sort of a dialogue that's happening in real time.
As long as they don't do it while they're watching the film.
No, just don't do it while you're watching the film, you know. Or if you do it very discreetly. But, but you know, that people can do that. And so what we really want to do is get people to kind of get involved in the discussion and start thinking about it. The other thing we're doing is we're linking it into new films that are coming up, which is, for instance, Testament of Youth, which has just been released. And we have Selma starting next week. And that, again, is we're linking this into the season overall, because it's about, you know, it's about the fight for sort of human rights and obviously Martin Luther King. And it is, you know, that was a conflict of a different type, but it's still a conflict. So we're linking it into new films that are coming up as well and getting the discussion going around those.
Do you wish there were more independent cinemas around? Maybe not on your doorstep, but, you know, kind of showing films that are, that will only last a couple of days, but actually there's just kind of a small niche audience for.
Yeah, I do, because I think that there's a lot that people can experience and, you know, enjoy and learn from and be inspired by. There's a whole world of film out there that you don't, you just don't get access to. And I think part of the challenge is, yes, you can go online and you can watch films, you can go to the video store, but how on earth do you begin to make those choices?
And largely, I mean, Netflix are offering the really, they're not offering that kind of end of the long tail.
No.
It's all kind of fairly commercial.
I think the thing is, you know, yes, you can go to the multiplex, you have a great time, be entertained, but, you know, and that's great if that's what you want. But if you want, you know, if you want to do more, it's hard to kind of access that, really. And I think especially one of the joys about cinema is because it's a communal experience and being with other people, you know. And I think that it's a shame sometimes that people can't have that sort of experience more often, which is obviously what the film hub for Northern Ireland is trying to do. Just to broaden that experience out. I mean, I liken the analogy, it's like having a library where the only books you have are, I don't know, Harry Potter and 50 Shades of Grey, and, you know, I don't know, a couple of other kind of,
a few Mr. Men books,
and I don't, you know, a couple of classics. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, your choices are very limited, and obviously, you know, you can't show every single film in the same way that a library is accessible. But at the same time, you know, I think giving people more choice is a good thing, you know, and more experiences, and actually giving people the chance to come out and be together more in a way that actually, you know, brings people together.
If people want to find out more about the QFT and what's on, where do they go?
Just go to the website, www.queensfilmtheatre.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.